You're listening to a Hindustan Times podcast brought to you by HT Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day.
Dushyant Chautala of the Jannayak Janata Party, JJP, on Thursday wrote to the Haryana governor seeking a floor test against the ruling Bharatiya Janata Party government in the state, days after three independent MLAs withdrew their support to the Nayab Singh Saini government. The Jannayak Janata Party, BJP's former ally, has already said it is ready to help the Congress bring down the BJP government in Haryana. It is evident that the BJP government in Haryana no longer commands a majority, former Deputy Chief Minister Dushyant Chautala said in his letter to the governor on Wednesday. In his letter, the JJP leader urged the governor to direct appropriate authority to immediately call for a floor test. On 7 May, the Haryana government suffered a jolt after the sudden move by three independent MLAs, pushing the government into a minority. The three MLAs are Randhir Golan from Pundari, Dampal Gonda from Nilokheri and Sombir Singh Sangwan from Charkhi Dadri. All of them decided to extend support to Congress. The government that was formed 2 months back is now in the minority because two of the MLAs who supported them, one from the BJP and the other an independent MLA, have resigned. Three independent MLAs who were supporting them have withdrawn their support and have written to the governor. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar on Thursday met with his Maldivian counterpart Musa Zamir, who was on his maiden official visit to New Delhi. Jaishankar reiterated India's commitment to its neighborhood first policy and expressed optimism that their discussions would strengthen cooperation in various areas. Assam close and proximate neighbors, the development of our ties is obviously based on mutual interests and reciprocal sensitivity. As far as India is concerned, these are articulated in terms of our neighborhood first policy and Sagar vision. I hope that our meeting today has enabled us to strengthen the convergence of our perspectives in various domains, Jaishankar said, according to a statement released by the Foreign Ministry. The ministers discussed bilateral and regional issues of mutual interest. The visit comes as India has said that it will replace its military personnel from Maldives before 10 May. India has provided development assistance to the Maldives, benefiting the lives of its people and directly contributing to their quality of life, Jaishankar said. One of the three women from Sandeshkhali, whose rape complaints against Trinamool Congress leaders had stirred unrest in this rural block of Bengal's North 24 Parganas district, made a U-turn on Wednesday. The woman claimed she hadn't been assaulted and accused local Bharatiya Janata Party members of coercing her into signing a blank paper and complaining to the police, The Times of India reported. The woman lodged a fresh complaint at Sandeshkhali police station, citing threats and social ostracism resulting from her decision to withdraw the purportedly false rape allegation, it added. The woman has alleged that a local BJP Mahila Morcha functionary and other party members visited her home and asked her to sign what was to be a fictitious complaint. They asked for my signature on the pretext of enlisting my name for PMA. Later, they took me to the police station to lodge a complaint of sexual abuse. There was no sexual assault on me inside the Trinamool office. I was never forced to go to the party office late at night, a woman said. For Chief Minister Eknath Shinde, the problems surfacing in the Nashik Lok Sabha constituency continue apace. The infighting in the Shiv Sena and differences with alliance partners like the NCP have affected the poll campaign of candidate and sitting MP Hemant Godse, forcing Shinde to go to Nashik on Wednesday. The chief minister held a meeting with local party leaders and tried to pacify them and bring the campaign back on track. In a bid to prevent more damage to the party's prospects, Godse too met NCP Minister Chagan Bhuzbal on the insistence of Shinde and requested him to support his campaign. Godse belongs to the Maratha community and Bhuzbal has influence over OBC voters. Bujbal told Godse he would support him. "Whenever you call me for a campaign meeting, I will be there," he said. The Nashik Lok Sabha seat has been a bone of contention in the Mahayuti, as the BJP opposed Godse's candidature and attempted to hand over the seat to the NCP led by Deputy CM Ajit Pawar. Bujbal had expressed a desire to contest from Nashik and also hinted that the BJP high command wanted him to contest the seat on the criterion of winnability. Shinde, reluctant to let go, held long deliberations with his allies and finally succeeded in retaining the seat. The Shiv Sena, UBT, has fielded Rajabhau Vajay from Nashik. The conversation between KL Rahul and Lucknow Super Giants owner Sanjeev Goenka drew attention from fans and former cricketers alike following the side's 10-wicket drubbing at the hands of Sunrisers Hyderabad on Wednesday. After setting a 166-run target, LSG faced the wrath of SRH's opening duo of Travis Head and Abhishek Sharma as they smashed the bowlers all around the park to chase the target down in just 9.4 overs. Goenka was displeased with how LSG were taken to the cleaners in the match and seemingly expressed his displeasure at Rahul after the match. The visuals from their interaction became viral on social media platforms, with many fans criticizing the LSG owner for his rather aggressive chat publicly. Fans stated Goenka could have waited for the players to reach a private space to have the conversation, and during the live broadcast, the duo of Mike Hessen and Graham Smith, both of whom have been associated with IPL franchises before, felt the same. Hessen believed Goenka's displeasure was understandable, but he seemed surprised with the LSG owner choosing to express the sentiment publicly. He also stated that there was a gap in quality between the two teams and that the Super Giants were too conservative in their approach. While both SRH openers played at a strike rate well beyond 250, LSG captain Rahul scored 29 off 31 balls.
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at HT Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HT Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.htsmartcast.com.